This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. Dear respected brothers and sisters, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. As most of us are staying at home due to coronavirus outbreak, I would like to remind you with a very important thing. We might forget it actually because we are following what is happening regarding this coronavirus, etc., etc. But we might forget that the month of Sha'ban is started on this Thursday. It might have started on Wednesday actually, but definitely it by Thursday, 26th of March, it has started. The month of Sha'ban, my dear respected brothers and sisters, is one of the most important months for ibadah. Ibn Rajab al-Hanbali, one of the greatest scholars, he said that the month of Sha'ban is actually a preparation for the month of Ramadan. And that's why many scholars from the past used to call it as the month of the Qurra, the month of the Qurra, the month of the reciters, because they used to recite a lot of Qur'an during the month of Sha'ban in order to be ready to read more Qur'an during the month of Ramadan. Actually, one of the early scholars, he used to stop working during this month in order to read a lot of Qur'an as a preparation for the month of Sha'ban. Of course, everyone should do as much as he can. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sahbihi wa sallam, as Umm Salama narrated that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sahbihi wa sallam used to fast she said that she never saw the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fasting two consecutive months except Sha'ban and Ramadan. Some scholars said that this doesn't mean that he used to fast the entire month of Sha'ban as he used to fast the entire month of Ramadan, because of the other narration of Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, where she said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to fast the entire month of Ramadan or most of the entire month of Sha'ban or most of the month of Sha'ban. So from those narrations, they said they had two interpretations. Either the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to fast all of it or most of it. And both expressions can be used interchangeably. The key issue is fast as much as you can during the month of Sha'ban. If you can fast all of it, then even that is better. Usama ibn Zayd, who used to serve the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and who used to be very close to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, "Ya Rasulullah, I noticed that you fasted during the month of Sha'ban more than you fast in any other month." So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that yes, this month that many people ignore or many people are neglectful of, and that's why. And in that month, Allah Jalla wa Ala, Allah or deeds are raised to Allah Jalla wa Ala, and I would like my deeds to be raised to Allah Jalla wa Ala while I am fasting. So, my dear respected brothers and sisters, while we are staying at home, try to fast as much as you can in this month. Train your family to fast as much as they can, and read Quran as much as we can. This is a very good preparation for Ramadan. Take this staying at home as an opportunity to get closer to Allah Jalla wa'ala, and always transform difficulties into opportunities. This is the mentality of the successful people, and we are successful people. May Allah Jalla wa'ala remove this calamity before the coming month of Ramadan. Jazakumullahu khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.